here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 10th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of Giuseppe Verdi, born in a village in Parma, Italy, 1813. Parents ran a tavern, but they recognized musical talent in the boy. They bought him a little piano, which he kept for the rest of his life, became organist at his church, went off to a nearby town, boarded with a wealthy grocer who liked him and wanted to support him, and whose daughter Verdi ended up marrying. He wrote an opera, Oberto, which was performed at La Scala, the most important theater in Italy, 1839. He was just 26 years old, and then tragedy struck. His wife died, encephalitis. Verdi had already lost two children in infancy, said he would never write music again. But then someone sent him the powerful libretto for Nabucco, and he could not resist it. He turned it into an opera, which premiered 1842. Audience applauded for 10 minutes after the first scene. Verdi used the same librettist for his next opera, Lombardi, a librettist who tended to put off going to work. Verdi locked him in a room to get him to write on time, once made the mistake of locking him in the room with his wine collection. Verdi wrote a total of 26 operas, including Rigoletto, La Traviata, Aida, and Falstaff. It's the birthday of the playwright Harold Pinter, born London, 1930, wrote his first play, The Room, in just 4 days in 1957. It was his second play, The Birthday Party, that made him famous in 1958. Though it was a failure when it opened in London, panned by critics, very few people went to see it. It closed after 8 performances. Today it is considered a classic. Harold Pinter, whose writing style is so distinctive, a sinister mood, long pauses, characters who all have different versions of the same event, that there is an adjective, Pinteresque, referring to it and referring to things like it. The Guardian defined Pinteresque as a cryptically mysterious situation imbued with hidden menace. Pinter wrote 29 plays in all, died in 2008 at the age of 78. Harold Pinter, who said, "How can you write a happy play? Drama is about conflict and general degrees of perturbation, disarray. I've never been able to write a happy play, but I've been able to enjoy a happy life." Here's a poem for today by Shara McCallum entitled Sorrow. There are too many poems on the subject of sorrow. Why pile one more on this dung heap of sorrow? Once upon a time, always promises wonder. We remember too late the breadcrumbless woods of sorrow. You fall asleep nightly, rehearsing a lie. Tomorrow I'll end it, my love affair with sorrow. A woman is singing again. Who is she this time? No matter. Her voice grinds the whetstone of sorrow. What a choice we're given, to hold on to the dead or let them vanish to try to vanquish our sorrow. I speak my name out loud into my shiny new iPhone. On the screen, Siri spells it out for me. Sorrow. A poem entitled Sorrow by Shara McCallum from her collection Mad Woman, published by Alice James Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to planning for your success. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.